This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, yesterday, we celebrated the grit and legacy of Iowa's century and heritage farm families, but that's just one piece of the agricultural spotlight at the Iowa State Fair. Across the grounds, ag takes center stage in both big and really big ways. From the Super Bowl to the big boar, the big ram, and even the big pumpkin, these crowd pleasers draw fairgoers in. But behind the spectacles is a deeper purpose, showing the diversity and vitality of Iowa's number one industry. It's a chance for producers to connect with the public and keep telling the story of farming, one conversation at a time. We'll talk about these highlights with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg next.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
Whether it's standing in line to see the butter cow or taking in the Iowa Governor's Charity Steer Show, agriculture is at center stage, and the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship is in the center of that exposition. Secretary Nagg says the fair is the greatest opportunity to bridge the gap between the state's urban and rural populations.
So for me, it's twofold. I get a chance to see a lot of Iowans who are involved in agriculture who come to the fair, and we interact and we help promote. But also, we get a chance to interact with people who aren't part of agriculture. They don't come from a farm. The state fair might be one of the most meaningful ag interactions that somebody will have. And so whether it's the Animal Learning Center or coming in and, you know, to the dairy barn and milking a cow or walking through one of the barns, they're going to get a chance to see and smell and hear and even interact with farmers and agriculture people. And so we take that really seriously, too, is it's a time for us to bring that urban rural, maybe divide, if you will, bring it a little closer together.
The first and easiest place to make that connection is through the food. Vendors across the fairgrounds are offering something for every taste preference, but also are featuring Iowa-grown products and highlighting their partnership with the Choose Iowa program.
And then we're also going to do a bunch to highlight Choose Iowa this week. So Choose Iowa being our state-branded program for Iowa-made, Iowa-raised, Iowa-grown. And actually, one of the really cool things is that you've got more and more state fair vendors that are actually sourcing Iowa ingredients and then serving those. And so you can go find Choose Iowa made food products on the fairgrounds as well. And we're actually holding a competition. You can vote for your favorite.
Another story to tell is through the Iowa Environmental Leadership Awards, showcasing what Iowa farmers are doing to raise their products better and more responsibly.
So these are folks that, you know, have a proven track record of conservation work, but they also tend to be families that are they're hosting field days. They are people that neighbors will have said, well, we tried it because they were doing it. And so we want to highlight and really elevate those folks. And so we do it's usually about 40 to 50 families only. And so it's a very, it's kind of an exclusive group. It's not just given to anybody.
And of course, you can't walk through the fairgrounds without seeing the impressive 4-H and FFA projects on display. From livestock to crafts to tractor restorations, each exhibit reflects hard work, skill, and dedication.
Here you're standing today. You're cleaning it up. You're putting the last finishing touches on because you're going to get judged now. And you're going to have to then stand there and have somebody look at your work. And I think that's such an important life lesson for our kids. And so at its core, this is an ag fair that's got a lot of impact on our youth.
The Iowa State Fair is more than an annual tradition. It's our greatest opportunity to share our story of agriculture. For this story and more, log on to iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.